Hey,
welcome to
Find a therapist. I am excited to talk about the topic we have today.
We're doing a little story time moment.
So if you didn't know, we both used to be dance team girls. Not really like dance team girls, like, yes, we love it so much, but we were on dance teams for like a majority of our lives.
Right.
Like many of them. Yeah. Actually, you weren't on the one at the first school, were you? I just realized that.
I was, but I left because I was really on like a competitive team.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we were still dance teams. But anyways, we're talking about our high school dance team because we had so many funny stories. It's like actually kind of obnoxious. We could have been a reality show. And I actually considered recording all the time when we were in it because I was like, this is so funny.
I do have some videos. Obviously, we're not going to share anything or like name names because that's definitely not...
not okay.
No.
No.
But we do have some stories to share.
Yes. And if you were on dance team with us, don't worry. We will not be naming names.
Nope.
You I don't even know if you'll know if it's about you.
You definitely will. But listen, if you're listening and you were a part of this team, I promise you, you know what? It's okay.
It's okay. It's just funny high school stuff.
Yeah.
I really don't care anymore.
No.
Like, I forget that that was a part of my life. That was like an era of me, dance team me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it feels fake.
I guess I don't even know how to start this because I want to make this as easy to understand as possible.
Yeah.
So basically, our school was brand new when we we went there the first year it was ever opened, basically. Yeah. So we were on the first ever dance team of that school.
Yeah.
I just want to make that clear. So the first year, everyone didn't really know each other that well.
No.
I would say we were all like, you know.
Like, everyone was on the same, like, level of friendship. Like, no one was previously friends, really.
Yeah.
So, like, it was a very clean slate.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
also, I wasn't there.
Right. Nicole joined, like, halfway through that year. But I was on, I was on since the very first audition for that team.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But, anyways, I just want to make that clear. So the first year, we had a coach, and the coach wasn't the best, you know?
No. She wasn't barely even a coach, to be honest. I don't know where they hired this woman. You know. But the thing was, she was nice.
She was, yeah.
She just was not a dance team coach.
No.
You know, like, I don't think she had any proper training for that. That's all I can explain it as.
Like, I wish we could show you videos of, like, us dancing.
Oh, it's just to, like, bad.
Prove to you.
Just think, you know, if you were on dance teams before, just think of the dance teams that you laugh at. That was us. Or just think, like, when people post on YouTube me dancing to blank song, it was that, but, like, 15 times that.
No, like the Shake It Up auditions.
Exactly. That's one thing, like, searching up, like, my Shake It Up audition. It's that, but, like, 15 of them dancing in a group slightly off time from each other, and that's what it was. You know? You know? And also, like, usually in a real dance team, you would have, like, proper positioning of, like, heights and stuff.
Right.
Like, where it looks cohesive. No, no, no. Think of it, Shake It Up audition, like, 20 people, and all the heights are just short people in the back, tall people in the front. We got, like, tall people. Like, you know what I mean? Like it just was bad. All around, nothing made sense.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So the whole team collectively decided, okay, this coach needs to get fired, right? Yeah. So we all kind of bonded over this goal of trying to get her fired.
We had a common enemy. And I always hear this in, like, I guess groups, like any sort of team, you all bond when you have a common enemy, and our common enemy was the coach in this year.
Yeah.
So we all got along because we all would just talk about that.
Yeah.
We didn't have to have anything in common because we just were like, oh my God, can you believe coach did this and this and this?
Yeah, so it got really bad when we went to nationals, which is like, we went to a national dance competition.
I mean, crazy good people go to
these things. No, insane. I mean, people know, like, people have seen even
teams that, like, recruit people, like,
it was oh my God, I remember watching the teams from, like, the audience before we performed.
It was always the Midwest.
And I was like, I can't do this.
It was always the Midwest. They were always so good. It's crazy.
Anyways. We were, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed by it. But here's the thing. Anyways, it got really bad towards national, like the coaching and everything, because we realized like what we were up against, and you know, obviously
we're like, what are we spending this money for? Like, what are we doing? We're not gonna win.
So after nationals of that year, we got the coach fired.
Yep.
And we actually hired the next coach for the next year.
And we thought this was the greatest idea ever.
Yeah, so the school actually, the school principal actually allowed us to be there for interviews when the coaches would come in for interviews to be like the dance team coach or whatever. And he asked us, like, is this woman good? Like, would you want her to be your coach? And we all were like, yeah, because at that point, I feel like anything to us was better than what we had. Mm-hmm. So we hired this woman, which, I mean, she maybe spoke for, like, 2 minutes.
But we did ask her, like, have you done these competitions before? Like, what was the ranking? She hyped herself up where it sounded like she knew what she was doing.
Right, but, you know? Like...
So we were like, yeah!
So we hired another coach.
We didn't even interview anyone else.
No.
And if we had, we would have had a really good coach, allegedly.
Yeah. But anyways, we were that desperate.
Yeah, we were really desperate.
And so this new coach comes in, and she is... okay. Here's, I don't know how to put this to make it not sound horrible, but she was better, was she though? She was, okay, dancing wise,
yeah.
She was better. Yeah. I will give her that.
Yeah. She knew how to run a dance team just a little bit better than the other girl.
Just like, but like, it wasn't perfect. Points.
Yeah. But she at least knew, you know, how to make it seem like we were a team. You know, like, at least we
dancing
had,
wise.
Yeah. Like, at least we were, we did stuff. Right? I don't know. Like, we had costumes. Like, it felt more, like, actual dance team, but just, like, without the talent part.
Okay. Yeah. Guys, I hate talking about this, because honestly, I hated it so much that...
It gets dark.
Okay. Let's continue. So this new coach comes, again, like, she's a bit more experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And so then what does the team do, right? We don't have a coach to talk about anymore.
Yeah. We don't have, like, a anything to relate to each other on, I guess.
So we became the common enemy. Yes.
Yes.
We Nicole, became the common enemy. Yasmin, me, and a couple other girls.
It was, like, it was friend group against friend group. Right. And in this dance team, there was two friend groups. It was war. It was like the, you know, sorry, I don't mean to be, like, mean about it, but it was like the goody two-shoes versus what they thought were bad influences.
Us.
And mind you, we were, like, to other people, when I went to college, they were like, wow, you are a goody two-shoes. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, we weren't even bad. We were funny. Guys, years later, I can't figure out why we were labeled as bad influence. Was it literally just because I'm hilarious and they're not? That's all I can get.
No, because I don't know, honestly, to this day, because I literally don't do anything. Like, back then either, like, we weren't typical high school girls.
No.
We were very much... I'm an introvert. We both are. Like, maybe in dance team we were a little loud. I mean, sometimes
we were loud, but not even like a disrespectful way. But to them it was disrespect.
I don't know what
we were. I think it was because our friend group was genuinely friends and like we had stuff to relate to and we actually all hung out and they're, I think maybe it was like a, I don't know. They just couldn't, they weren't, I don't know. I literally don't know. It was the weirdest scenario ever.
Yeah. So. Let's get into, like, the biggest story of them all, which is how the team went down in shambles.
Oh, it went down in shambles.
So, on a random practice day, we were, like, waiting for practice to start after school, and Nicole and I are standing there with our little group of friends, which, mind you, like, the divide of the team wasn't even a divide. It was, like, majority of the people were on the other friend group. Like, our little friend group was maybe five people.
It was five people.
So we were very, like, we didn't have much of a voice to, like, defend ourselves, I would say, because they had 10 people versus, like, half
like
of that.
Like, four or five.
Right. Yeah. So, like, when things would go down and, like, things were brought to the coach, which, mind you, maybe she was more experienced in dance, but, like, as far as, like, managing team relationship and keeping team together emotionally and, like, bond, like, being a cohesive group... As friends, like, she did none of that.
Bad. She played favorites.
Right. Right.
Which is bad.
We had no voice during all of this chaos.
Hey, and mind you, before we fell apart, I was like kind of like the mediator a little bit. Like, I had friends in the other group. Like, I was fine with them. I don't think they hated me that much. So I was like, I can be the voice of this. I was like, I ran for captain because I was like, we need someone on both sides. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We need someone who's going to be from that side and someone that was on our side that can like help, you know, right. Give a voice for both. And then I lost, obviously.
Right.
But at least we tried. We tried to like.
No. So anyways, what I was saying, we were outside practice. And one of the girls, I almost said her name, oopsies.
Oopsie-daisies.
One of the girls who was the captain of the team, actually, which is ironic. No shade, but like a little shade. Just kidding.
I'm sure she's different now.
Just kidding. No shade at all. No shade at all, girl. I'm scared you're listening.
No shade at all.
So she pulled one of the girls from our friend group and told this girl that was our friend that we are awful influences and that she should stop being friends with us.
She was saying that she was concerned for her.
That she's concerned for her because she's around us, which again, like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
And then I don't think she knew that we were going to find out about this, but I saw our friend crying, okay? She was crying and I go up to her and I'm like,
also, this was in public, by the way, too. Like, right. This was in the middle of the school that she was.
And I was like 10 feet away from her.
Yeah, we were all watching. We're like, what is happening? We're like, oh my God, she's crying.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
So I go up to her and she tells me what happened. And then I feel like the captain of the team, the girl who told her this stuff, knew that we were going to say something. So they all went. She collected her whole group of little friends, went to the coach before we could, which I don't even think we were going to go to coach. I think we're mature enough.
We were just going to talk to her about it and be like, hey, why? Like, because genuinely, why?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think we were bad influences.
At all.
Guys.
Not at all. So they did. They did exactly that. They went to the coach, and I'm pretty sure we got in trouble for it, and we got a whole lecture about it. And again, we didn't do anything, because I feel like no matter what we said, it wasn't going to, like, overrule their...
I think the sad thing was, didn't the girl who was crying ended up getting labeled as, like, bad...
Yeah,
after all that happened, which makes no sense, because like she was always so nice. Like,
yeah, we're friends now.
Yeah, she did not deserve, like, it was so targeted for no reason.
Yeah,
like, it was so stupid. I'm like, why would
I don't know where. Oh, and then so anyways, we had to go to, this was like right before the national competition of the second year.
Yeah,
so we go to nationals. We're a little bit better this year. Again, not that great, but better.
Just maybe two places up from last place. That's where we were now.
Yeah.
Out of like 30, but we were making slow progress.
Yeah. And I remember at nationals, I literally cried because I didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I was dancing with a group of girls that honestly, like, didn't even want me to be there. And it was
They didn't want us to be there.
No, at all. But then at nationals, they put on like this, oh my God, like, yes, go team. And I was like, no, but.
I was like, I ain't forget what you guys said.
It was just like ever since that moment, nothing was ever the same. And it was just constant tension in the room. And it was just.
It was uncomfortable to be paying money for that. It's like, it was just kind of sad. It like wasn't what it used to be anymore. And you could just feel that, like, I don't know. It felt like almost lonely. You only had four people there that.
Right.
You knew were there for you.
Right. And... anyways, so I wanted to quit, honestly, for the rest of that year. I was okay. Because the next year was our senior year.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to be in my senior year and have to deal with this.
Yeah.
You know? Because we did have a dance company, which was like seventh period.
Yeah. And that was great. Amazing. Like, everyone got along. It was like such good vibes. And I think once we had that, we realized, like, oh my God, like, why are we spending so much time in this team when we have.
Right.
When it could be this. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I
don't
know.
Yeah, exactly. So
that really sealed the deal for me.
So Nicole did quit.
I quit. I was the first one. I was the domino. I fell first. I quit. I was nice about it. I was just like, hey, like, I was about to go into like an, I was about to apply for art school, right? So like, obviously, like, I was spending my time doing a lot of like art stuff and photography, and I didn't even have time for dance team. Mm-hmm. So I was just, that was my excuse. I don't think I brought much up about the friend issues, but I did bring it up. I was just like, hey, like, I need to leave. There's also some, like, tension in the group. Like, I think that that needs to be settled, and I can't deal with that. So I quit right after we had this, like, summer camp thing. Before the year even started, I quit.
So then it was just me and, like, three other girls.
Yeah.
That were on our side there.
I remember when I was, like, because you knew I was quitting.
Yeah.
Like, at that camp. And I remember you were like, no.
Didn't I cry?
Yeah, you cried. You're like, don't leave. I was like, what? I was like, why'd you cry?
No one understood. So anyways, a couple weeks go by, and something set me off the rails at one of the practices. So I did not think I was going to quit until after, like, the – if you guys aren't on a dance team, I don't think you would know, but, like, in high school, like, football season, which is, like, till November. So I had a couple months left.
Yeah.
So I didn't really think I was going to quit. And then one practice, one of the girls that did not like us – I don't know what – me and my friend were on our – like, sitting down laughing, like, having a conversation between ourselves. Right? We were minding our business. We were not laughing. And she told the entire team that we were laughing at them, which we were laughing at.
Wasn't even true.
Yeah, or something like that. Like, that we were laughing at her choreography or something like that. I don't know. It was something that was a complete lie. And I would tell you the truth if we were actually laughing at that. But I promise you, we were not. Like, at that point, I could care less what I was doing in the practice. Like, I wasn't laughing at anybody. So then that night, I was like, okay, I've had enough. Like, this is getting ridiculous. Like, I can't even go to practice anymore. I can't do anything. I can't laugh without, like, people, like, pointing, making me look like I'm something.
It was, like, bad. I think they say something about, like, if you don't even want to be here. Like, something weird. Like, that was, like, when I heard that they had said that, I was like, oh, my God, okay. This can't even be mentally healthy to, like, be around.
Yeah, one of the girls were like, if they don't, if, wait.
It was like, if.
They can just quit or something.
Yeah, like we don't want them there.
Yeah,
like something like that.
Something like that. Yeah.
If they don't want to, it was something like, they don't even want to be here. We don't even want them there.
Yeah,
like,
it was something nasty.
It was something really bad where I was like, oh my God, that's just like mean.
Yeah.
Like there's not even any justifying. I'm like, why would you say that?
And I was standing right there. Like I heard it. Anyway, so I got home and I'm like, all right, this is enough. So I send my little email. I'm like, I was very civil about it. I didn't say like, it in a nasty or malicious way. I was just like, look, this is not what I came here for. Mm-mm. Like, you, there needs to, I messaged the coach, like, you need to, like, do better at, like, unifying the team. Mm-hmm.
And
like,
she was aware of these problems, too. Right. She just liked the other group better because there was more of them.
Right. And so she actually wasn't mean in response. She kind of said, like, oh, you know, hope you find what you're looking for, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, it wasn't.
She was always nice in, like, replies. About that, at least to me and you, she was right. She was like, oh, you're a beautiful dancer, like, sad to see you go, but like, whatever, like, I wish you well.
Yeah, so on that term, I was like, hey, you know what, great, I'm done with this.
Yeah, like,
no,
done.
I wasn't.
You think this is where the story ends, it's where it should have ended, but it didn't.
No, so the next day, the coach sat in a circle with the team, because not only did I quit, but, like, one of my friends at the time also quit with me.
There was, like, a lot of quitting happening.
It was, like, a domino effect.
When I left, then the next week someone else, well, not week, but, like,
right.
Every few weeks someone would leave now.
Yeah. So the next day that we quit, though, or that I quit and my friend, she sat the team in a circle and basically said, started talking bad about us. It wasn't in a, like, it wasn't in a mature way.
Yeah. It was, like, a gossipy way,
it was, like, a gossip, sit down, talk about two 17-year-old girls while you're, like, 30. Sorry, I'm shaming, like, I'm shading.
But it's true, though. I'm like, you're grown. What do you mean you're gonna have a gossip circle practice? What?
Right?
I forgot this even happened. I don't even remember what they said.
They were basically just talking about us and trying to find, like, any information on us that could, you know, get us in trouble with the school, which they, quote-unquote, did.
But they talked about me?
I'm pretty sure they talked about, like, all of us.
Wow.
And, like, just our little group.
I think, were they just, wow, that's crazy.
And so, anyways.
I wish I was a fly on a wall for that.
I had a friend that told me a little bit, but, so, this is where it gets so bad. So, I still have this account. To this day. It's my spam account.
Yeah.
Like, everybody has
one. Everyone has an Insta spam.
It's just, like, a account where I post all the pictures that I don't want to post on my main.
Yeah.
And so, on that account, I had posted months ago. Like, I'm saying, like, a while back.
We were still on the team. Like, it was...
Yeah, like, it was a while. Yeah, it was, like, a while. It was when we got our uniform, our new uniform sent to us, and they were so long.
It was an artistic choice. We thought we were being different, but in reality, the sizing was awful. I mean, god awful. We look like little church girls. They were dresses. And usually you don't do that on a dance team, but we thought it'd be cool and different to have, like, a dress. They were to our knees. They didn't fit at all. We looked like little tubes of toothpaste walking around. Like, it was embarrassingly bad. And the thing was, it was so bad to the point where we were allowed to laugh at it. Like,
no, of course.
Like, come on. It was, like, noticeably, like, and it wasn't her fault. It was just, like, the sizing was just wrong.
Right.
Like, we just didn't know that they were freaking maxi gowns. Okay. Like, we didn't know.
No, so we...
Oh, God.
So, on this day that we're trying on the uniforms... Yeah.
Like, everyone was wearing them.
Right. We took a picture in the mirror of us standing,
like,
there.
It obviously, like, distressed. Like, we were standing there, like...
Like, with
Sims, like...
Straight face. Like...
Yeah.
It was a funny picture.
Yeah.
So
she posted on your spam.
I posted
and
that.
And I did too. We all did.
We all did.
There's like five people in this photo. We all posted it. Yeah, yes, because it was funny. Like, what do you mean? Obviously, I'm gonna post something that, like, I look bad in this photo. I'm gonna post it. So that's hilarious.
Right. Anyways, so I had posted that on my spam, like, during this time, and someone from the team had a secret account. That they would follow. I think they changed their user.
It was a bunch of numbers and a black profile picture.
So
to, like, just keep tabs.
Right. And
it was
so
weird.
And so, like, I had like 18 followers or something.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised I didn't, like, notice it, but also I think they purposely disguised the account so that I wouldn't think of anything of it. Yeah. You know? Anyways, so she gets this evidence that I posted this picture, which it was just a picture. Let me, like, explain the picture. It's literally us in the mirror, like, as a normal mirror picture, as if it was, like, a outfit picture.
Yeah.
Making a straight face. That was it.
That was it. That was literally it. Like, we were just standing there looking in the mirror straight faced.
Right.
I mean, I think I was, like...
You know, it doesn't matter.
You know.
The caption was literally, like, nothing. I don't know what it was. It might have been, like, LOL. Like, it might have been something like clowns or something. Or
something like that. Yes, it was something like that, like...
I don't know. Nothing
it was
too
funny. It wasn't like,
yeah.
Oh my god, this stupid school. Like, it wasn't like that. What they thought it was in their brain. They were like, oh, this is them trashing the school.
Right. Whatever. So they get this picture. This girl had on her little secret account screenshots my Instagram.
But she had it like as a receipt for a while.
I think she had it as a receipt for a long time.
Yeah. Which is just.
Because at that time I had already removed that account from my profile.
Yeah.
So anyways. Gives the coach this piece of information. The coach is like, genius. Like, now I have evidence of them, like, because we were wearing uniforms. She had, like, she could, like, get us in huge trouble, she thought, because we were, like,
in the school
uniform, you know, and making the school look bad.
Yeah.
I guess.
She was just grasping for straws. She wanted something on us. I don't know. Literally just because we left.
Yeah.
That was it, like,
and
come on, get over it.
She gives the principal this piece of information. The principal does nothing with it, mind you.
He's just like, what the heck? He's like, whatever.
But here's the thing. The principal was calling in random members of the team still and asking them things about, like, the team dynamic, because he had been aware that, like, a lot of people were quitting. So one of the girls that, like, were pulled into interview told me that he was considering pulling our little group of friends in. And I was like, okay, let me go to him before he has the chance to get us, like, in possible trouble. And let me explain my side of the story. Because until this point in time, like, we had not said our side at all. Like, everything, every piece of information that was given to the coach or to the principal was from the other little group of friends' side. So none of it was, like, in our favor.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
Yeah.
And so I went to the principal just in case...
Yeah.
To give him, you know, just we're not
our
horrible
side
people.
Of the story, yeah, because we never complain about anything because we're like, this is stupid.
Right.
And it's,
it was stupid. So I went to the principal and I explained to him everything and he basically was like, yeah, I wasn't going to do anything.
Yeah, like, what are you going
to like, what am I can't do. Really, like, do anything. Like, there's nothing to really get in trouble for. Like, anyone can really post a picture, right?
Yeah.
Even if it's in school uniform, so are, like, your game day pictures that, like, typical high school girls post. You know, so it wasn't, like,
it wasn't anything that was bad.
Yeah, no.
Like, she was just wanting to find a reason to make it bad.
Yep.
It was weird. It was so weird.
And so we basically, that's kind of how it ended, I guess. None of us, like, really, like, came back on good terms.
No. We never talked. I just never talked to any of them again.
Yeah, we never
spoke. Really resolved it. But there's nothing to resolve. Like, I don't even need to. But, like, it was just, like, such a weird situation. I'm like, I don't know why you would do that. But then also only target it to specific people because I also posted that video. Like, I took that photo.
Yeah.
But, like, I never heard anything.
Yeah.
It was just weird.
And that's kind of our dancing.
Yeah. That's our dance team
experience for you. I mean, honestly.
There's many more funny stories, but I mean, they might only be funny to us because we were there to witness it.
Right. I feel like those are the two, like, huge things. Yeah. And if you're in high school right now and you're experiencing, like, anything similar to this, literally it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, yeah. Eventually, I forget that that was a period of my life.
Right.
Being on a dance team. Like, mm-hmm. That's so crazy to me. I don't know.
It wasn't all bad either. Like, I'm glad I was on it just because, like, I do have, you know, I did create a group of friends for a period of time and also... It got me involved in, like, the high school lifestyle, like, going to mm-hmm. games and, like, you know.
I did enjoy that a lot. I loved kind of feeling like I was a part of something.
Right, yeah.
Even though it wasn't, like, perfect. But I loved, you know, having the random events that we'd go to and, like, being around a group of people even though I hated them. Like, like, it was, I don't know. It felt so, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
High school, like... what you would see in movies, even though high school sucked, but, like, in those little moments of, like, yeah. us on a bus going to a game, I was like, oh, this is okay.
Yeah, I'm glad it's over, cool. But...
yeah.
You know.
I couldn't do it again.
No.
But... no. I guess I'm glad I have some certain memories from it. At least it made it funny.
Yeah, I do laugh at all these things now. Like...
yeah.
Again, like, if you're listening to this and you are, you know, you were part of that team, I literally laugh now. Like, yeah, I'm like, oh, hello, I can't believe that happened. Yeah. Like it's cool.
It's not like we all hate each other. Like, if I saw, like, I have seen some of them in public and be like, oh, hey, like, how are you? Like,
right, we're grown adults. Like,
yeah, like, there's I don't really care, but it's just a funny.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't believe that happened in a lifetime.
Right. Anyways, that's enough talking about drama. Honestly, yeah. No hard feelings.
No, just lots of funny experiences. I think it helped build up my humor. You know?
Yeah. I've never been, like, hated like that before. It's kind of interesting.
Now I know, though. But now I know what signs to look out for.
Hyperfixations.
Oh, okay. So I have two. One is hoodies. Like, I've been on a hoodie grind. Like, really big hoodies that have, like, big graphics on the back. Like, I've just been spending so much money on them. And I'm wearing one right now. Slight. I love hoodies. And then also, this is so grandma of me, but books.
You've been reading?
Yeah.
That's so
funny. I just, like, started reading because I mailed back all my stuff from New York, so now I have all my Harry Potter books and stuff. But you know what? I'm like, okay. It's a little bit because I get to procrastinate from school but still feel like I'm doing something. So I'll read a book.
I don't think I can read.
That's what I thought, but now I'm like, oh, my God, wait. It's kind of fun.
I honestly don't have one. Really? I guess I'll say Sims.
Oh, Sims.
I've never said Sims.
No, you haven't said Sims, but I know you like Sims.
I've mentioned Sims, but
I've always played The Sims. I never...
it's so fun.
I never bought it. Like, my sister has it, and then you can... I think I lost, like, the stuff to get in to use it.
Oh.
Right?
You can... your sister have one?
Yeah, but don't you need, like, a specific, like, code or something and all that? We bought it, like, 3 times. I can't get in, though, so.
No, it's so fun. You can literally vicariously live through Sims. Like, you can make them famous.
I know. That's why I want it. Like, you can get, like, packs and stuff.
You can get
stuff.
Pets, too. You can get dogs.
Dude, I just want to build a crazy mansion. Like.
It's so fun.
Maybe I should do that.
Anyways, yeah, that's it for this week's episode.
Yes, I hope you enjoyed our trauma.
My goodness. You can say the social media.
Oh, if you would like to follow us on social media, you can find us Find a Therapist Podcast, except on Twitter, it's Find a Therapist Podcast with 2 T's. I can't, like, speak today. I'm, like, slurring over all my words a little bit. I got a little bit of a lisp today, but that's all. Goodbye.
Bye.
Kisses. Mwah.
Bye.